So today, we are continuing our study of the book of Revelation, and we are in chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12. So you can all go to Revelation chapter 12 with me. And this is like another interlude where God is showing us other things that are going to take place during the tribulation. Amen? And I want you to know that this occurs during the second half of the tribulation. Okay? And we all know that the tribulation is a seven-year period which will begin with peace. Something we have not seen and we're not seeing today. So, let's go into Revelation chapter 12. Amen. Another thing I want to say is that we believe that we are going up in the rapture before the tribulation begins, right? Because God has not called us to wrath, those who believe in him. Just the way John was taken up in the beginning of the book of Revelation, we know that we will be taken up because John was taken up and then he was shown the things to come. Amen? All right, so let's go into our study. As usual, this is a study, and we'll go from there. Now, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1 begins with, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth." Now, this is the second half of the tribulation. You have to understand that this is symbolic. There is no woman with a crown, with a garland or a crown of 12 stars on her head being shown during the tribulation. These are events that have taken place and that will take place, that God is making known to us, okay? Now, who does the woman with 12 stars, amen, with the moon under her feet and on her hand on her head a garland of 12 stars? Well, that woman is not Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's not She's not Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's not the church. Some Christians believe, well, this is the church. No, this is not the church. This is a representation of the nation of Israel. She represents the nation of Israel. What did Israel? Israel had 12 apostles. Israel had the 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. Right? This is Israel. The 12 tribes of Judah. Representation of Israel. And then the woman is giving birth, right? She's being with child. And she's about to give birth. The child is a representation of Jesus. Because Jesus came from where? From the nation of Israel. That's where Jesus came. This is a representation of the nation of Israel and from whom Jesus came. So the woman giving birth is the nation of Israel. It's not his mother Mary. Some people think, oh, it's Mother Mary because she's giving birth to Jesus. No, the nation of Israel, God through the nation of Israel gave birth to the Messiah, to Jesus. Amen? And then we see in verse 3, it says, "And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head." Again, symbolism, right? Okay, so we know from reading other scriptures that who does the dragon represent? Satan. The dragon represents Satan, right? And it says a great fiery red dragon, which, what does it suggest? That he's fierce, amen? That he has power and he has a murderous nature. His nature is to murder. The enemy came to what?
Kill, and destroy.
Exactly. He meant to rob, to kill, to destroy. That's Satan. He's a murderer from the very beginning. Amen? From when he fell from heaven, from when he defied God, these are his attributes since then. Amen? We know originally that he was an archangel, that he stood before the presence of God, that was he was the archangel that gave worship to God. No longer that when he rebelled against God. Amen? So here is this dragon. Amen? Hallelujah. And then it says, here's what it says. Seven. He has seven. Is a fiery red dragon having seven heads, 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head. Diadems are like crowns. It's just another word for crowns. So here's this creature, right? 7 heads, 10 horns, and crowns on the 7 heads. There's 7 crowns. There's a crown on each head. Where did we read that about that before? Hmm. Where did we hear about that before? Was it not in the book of Daniel? In the book of Daniel, amen? In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, amen? In chapter 7, you get a picture of this beast, amen? And this beast, amen, with the 7 heads and 7 horns and the 7 jeweled crowns, amen? That is the revived Roman Empire, which is coming. In Daniel, God gives Daniel, I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me say this. In Daniel chapter 9, God gives Daniel is, I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but anyway, God gives Daniel is praying. We all know Daniel, the prophet Daniel. He's praying because they are in captivity in the nation of Babylon. And Daniel is reading the book of Jeremiah. And he reads, I believe it's chapter 25 of Jeremiah, where God says, it has been decreed 70 years for Israel to be in captivity to Babylon. Now Daniel's saying, wow, the 70 years are almost up. So he begins to intercede for his nation. You find that in Daniel chapter 9. He begins to intercede for Israel. And there in chapter 9, God speaks, and I will get to it, about this beast that's represented here, which is the Antichrist. This is a representation of the kingdom of the Antichrist, or the rulership. The worldwide rulership of the Antichrist, that man which will come totally against God. Amen? Huh. So that's what the 7 heads, and that's representative, that rulership that's coming. And we'll get into that a little deeper. Amen? We'll get into it, okay? So then it says, the scripture says, that worldwide ruler, as we know, is going to be during the tribulation, right? He's the one that's actually going to bring peace, worldwide peace. Mm-hmm. And the people of earth, the people that are here on earth are going to glorify him because, wow, this is something that no one could accomplish, right? We know that by our history, right? We know that every president has tried to bring forth peace between Israel and the Arab nations, and it hasn't happened. Every president from what's his name? I don't remember his name, but the peanut farmer. What was his name?
Otto.
caught him. From Carter on down, every president has tried to broker a peace between Israel and the Palestinians and its neighbors, but it hasn't happened. And you see what's happening today. But this man will do it. Will do it, okay? Then we go to verse 4, and it says, his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Oof. Mm-hmm. My Lord. Now, what does this remind you of? It says, and his tail, remember it was speaking about the dragon before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the dragon's tail that drew a third of the stars of heaven. Well, the Lord, the dragon threw them and they were thrown down to the earth, okay? Well, let me tell you about this. The devil, when he came against the Lord, the Bible says that one third of the angels sided with him, and there was a rebellion in heaven. They rebelled against whom? Against God Almighty.
God, yes.
They rebelled against God, and they were thrown down from, they were cast out, or just thrown down to the earth, right? Okay. And it says, so that's referring to that time. Amen. Amen. Just like we speak in Ephesians of the angelic host and the ranks within the angelic host, so there is also what? A demonic host, right? So Satan's got his army, his host, at different ranks. Because when you read about angels, you read that some are principalities, some are powers, some are wicked spirits in high places. They also, just like there is rank among the hosts of God, there is now rank among the hosts of Satan. Amen. So, what does this word say? That the woman is ready to give birth, and instead of saying the dragon, let's say Satan. Satan is ready to devour her child. Is this not what happened when Christ was born? Is this not history? Do you remember when Herod, King Herod, when he tells the wise men from the east? These were not Jews. These were wise men from the east. He tells them what? Let me know when you find this child, so I can adore him too. But we know that was not his motive, right? Because later an angel of God appears to the wise men, and he said the angel says to the wise men, don't go back that way. Go back another way. Don't go back to King Herod, right? So what happens? What does Herod do? He kills the children 3 years and under.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the Old Testament it says, and I think it says Rama was crying for her children that were no more.
Mm.
It's a reference to this. Herod killed all the children of Israel that were 2 years and under, because he was trying to kill the Christ, because the wise men said to him, where is born the king of the Jews? And he said, I'm the king. Who is the king of the Jews? I'm King Herod. So this is a reference to devouring the child. Satan's attempt to continuously kill Jesus during the reign during the time of Jesus. Amen. And then you see, during the life of Christ, how many times did the Pharisees want to kill him? Amen? How many times? Do you remember when in scriptures in the New Testament it says that they wanted to kill him and he left and they didn't see him, he escaped through the crowds? Don't you, in the New Testament it speaks of when they wanted to stone Jesus to kill him? That was a method of killing people. You stoned them to death.
Right. So
what you see here is Satan's attempt to devour child, all during the life of Christ. He thinks he accomplished it on the cross, right? Mm-hmm. He thinks he accomplished, because what did the Jews kill? The Jews said, kill him, when Pontius Pilate said, do you want Barabbas or do you want this man, Christ, King of the Jews? We want Barabbas, right? And what did Pontius Pilate do? He said, I wash my hands. Let his death be on you. And he said, and the Jews said, on us and our children, let this curse. Okay, so all along you see this child, amen. This, you see that Satan has tried to kill Jesus. Amen. It says here in verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up by God to his throne. So this is showing you past and present occurrences. So this is with the book of Revelation. You have to understand, it's not, well, this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen. That's not the way it works. You have to understand what time these things are occurring. God is showing us what time. So it says she bore a male child. Amen. Hallelujah. So Israel brought forth Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that, and the child, she brought a male child who will rule all the nations with a rod of iron. What is this? This is a confirmation again from what we said in verse 1. This child is Jesus. Because the word in Psalm, go to Psalm 2:9. This is a confirmation. Go to Psalm 2:9. And just read Psalm 2:9. Somebody read it. If you have it, read it. Psalm 2:9.
You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
Again, if you read in context, that's speaking of Christ. He's the one that's going to rule the nations. So with this, and if you look at Revelation 19:15, in the book of Revelation, what you're going to see is this is just a confirmation that this symbol of the woman bearing the child is Jesus, because no one else is going to rule that way. God has given that to Jesus to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. Okay, so this is just confirmation. And then it says, and he was caught up into heaven, right? She bore a child. Where is she? Oh, and the child was caught up to God and his throne. Again, speaking of the past. This is not happening during the tribulation. That's why we call it an interlude. It's giving you description. When did this happen? When was Jesus caught up to God and his throne?
After he died on the cross.
The ascension, right? Because after he died, he resurrected, came back to earth, and then he ascended into heaven. To where is he seated? Pastor made reference to it. He's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and me. So again, this is describing Jesus. Amen. So when you read the book of Revelation, you have to either be able to interpret it and or ask questions, you know, and research it. What does this mean? Is it a literal dragon that's coming out of heaven? Is it a literal red dragon? Is there a woman? You know, this is all symbolic. Amen? Okay, so then it says, then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. What's 1,260 days? Divided by 360. Go ahead, Vinny.
That's 7 years.
No,
I can't. I don't know. 1,000 what?
1,260 days divided by 360.
4 years. That's
divided by 360. 360.
Three and a half years.
Three and a half years.
Yeah.
This is during the tribute, as second half of the. Remember, I told you that the few lessons ago that
yeah.
the first 3.5 years are going to be peaceful years.
Yes.
Because this Antichrist has brought peace to the world.
Yes.
But in the middle, something is going to happen. Where this woman, and who is this woman? The nation of Israel, right? We confirmed that. We mentioned that in the first verse. So,
yeah.
The nation of Israel fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by whom?
By God.
They should feed her there 1,000, or let's say 3.5 years. So the second half of the tribulation, the nation of Israel is going to flee to a place. Why is the nation of Israel going to have to flee during the tribulation to this place? Now, I said to you that the Antichrist will have brokered a peace. Israel will be at peace with the neighbors. And what have we studied? That the Jews will have built during this time, will be from the beginning of the tribulation. What's going to be built that hasn't been there since AD 90 when
the
temple,
the temple.
See? The more we interact, the more we retain. That's why I appreciate you interacting. It does not bother me. I think it's necessary that we interact. So the temple will have been built. The Antichrist will have broken in an atmosphere where the temple can be built. There's no longer contention between the Palestinians. Where's the temple going to be built?
Where the mosque is.
Where the mosque is, where the Dome of the Rock is. Right? On the mountain of Moriah, they call it. Amen. That's where you that went to Israel that you saw, that's where the temple is going to be built. Now, previously we studied that the temple will be there. Do you remember we studied that a couple of lessons ago? Mm-hmm. And that the outer courts are left for the Gentiles.
Yes.
The Muslims are Gentiles, so they will probably be there in the outer court. That's my opinion. But the temple will be there. Amen. The temple, okay? And what do you remember the Old Testament? Do you remember what God required of the Jews to do during the temple time?
Sacrifices.
Sacrificing what?
Lambs or
animals.
Animals.
Yeah. They were sacrificing animals. This is just an aside. What is the big contention today with animals? Are you using dye to? Are you killing these animals? You're taking minks and killing them to make mink coats for people. You're putting this dye in the eyes of the rabbits to do to perform.
Research.
You know. So anyway, for some reason, the Antichrist is going to stop all that. He's going to stop the sacrificing, okay? For whatever reason it is, he's going to stop what the Jews are doing. And then it says, if you go to Daniel chapter 12, it says, in the middle of the, go to Daniel chapter 12. I'm doing this intentionally because I think I have been running over stuff in the past where I'm assuming that you know what I'm referring to. So let's go to Daniel chapter 12. Okay. And let me see where I am.
Oh.
Daniel chapter 12. Amen. These are various prophecies that God has given to the prophet Daniel of the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me find it. Daniel chapter 12. Okay. Okay. God speaks to Daniel, you know, that the Antichrist is going to come and so on and so forth. And then in Daniel 12:11, he says, and from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away. That's speaking of the Antichrist stopping the sacrifices. And you can read before it so you can get all the details. If I were to give you all the details and understanding, we wouldn't finish this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back and you check it out and you let me know what you think. But anyway, or if you feel that it's not that, you let me know. But here's what it is. It's saying that the sacrifice will be taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up. The abomination of desolation is set up. And so at that time, somehow the Antichrist is going to set up, whether it's a statue of himself, whatever it is, it doesn't say specifically, but it causes the abomination of desolation is set up, amen, where he will want the Jews to worship him. Now remember, who indwells the Antichrist? Satan. The Antichrist is working through the power of Satan. He didn't broker this peace on his own. It was Satan working through him. Who is the author of contentions, of fights, of hatreds, of racism, all this? Who's the author of that?
Yes.
Satan. So Satan can bring about the stoppage of all that. He can make them stop. He does it through the Antichrist. He uses a man so the world will look at a man and the world doesn't know that it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So after these 3.5 years, he's going to stop this sacrifice. What has God always told the Jews, and what do the Jews always profess?
To follow the law.
Thank you, Jesus. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And what else did God tell him? You shall not worship any other gods. So why do they have to flee into the wilderness? Because the Antichrist begins to persecute them. Because they won't worship him. Amen. They won't worship the Antichrist. Amen. They won't worship him. And so the persecution begins. And the remember, this is the devil still persecuting the chosen people of God. And not only them, he is also persecuting those that are still on the earth. Amen. That he's not persecuting the ones that have accepted him. And we'll get into that, the mark of the beast. I don't know if we studied that yet. I don't remember. But he's going to persecute those who have been born again during the tribulation.
Mm.
Right? Doesn't the word says if they don't receive the mark of the beast, that they will be murdered? They will be killed by the Antichrist? So persecution. The people of Israel are being persecuted, and God makes a place for them in the wilderness. In the wilderness where he's going to protect them. Now, it says many Bible scholars believe that this may be the city of Petra. You guys have been to the city of Petra? Now? Well,
no.
You look it on YouTube. The city of Petra is made out of
rocks.
You know, out of the mountain. Out of the mountain, they've carved out a temple and so on and so forth. And so many believe that the Jews will escape to this. Amen? And what did the word say? It says, what did the word say? It says, let me find it. Where the woman then fled to the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there the 3.5 years. So who's her protector in the wilderness? God, right? Look, God doesn't, you know, the manna from heaven is over. It happened during the Exodus. God uses people. God uses people to bless you, right? God puts on your heart, go bring this one, go give this one, that one. That isn't you. That isn't me. That's God. That's why your source is God and not any one individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your sister, your brother, your neighbor may give you this and that, and you're appreciative of the fact and you're grateful, but they're not your source.
Amen.
God, because God has put it in your heart. So God is here protecting the nation. Why is he protecting them? Because he made a covenant with Abraham. He made a covenant to bless them. He made a covenant and said, all the nations of the earth will be blessed through your seed, through Jesus. Salvation. We focus so much on the material. You have to understand that God has given us spiritual blessings in high places. Spiritual blessings here on earth. That doesn't mean in heaven. In heaven, it's already done.
Yes.
It's already done. God gives them to you here.
Glory.
Spiritual blessings. Yes. He gives them to you here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is going to be protecting them. God is going to bring those to feed them. God is not going to rain down manna from heaven. Provision will be there through whomever he uses. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7 says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels. You know what? Why don't somebody read that for me? Read that, please. Verse 7. Yes.
And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. Keep going.
And read number 8.
But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer.
Read verse 9.
So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen.
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 Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now this is where sometimes there may be some confusion. Wasn't Satan on the earth when Adam and Eve were here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does this mean, that he is cast out? Okay. All right. So, this is speaking of a battle, right?
Yeah.
A battle broke out in heaven. And Satan was cast to the earth.
Out.
Yeah. Cast up. And it says, so the great dragon was cast down. Then the serpent of old, the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So this battle, this really occurs, this battle occurs at the second half of the tribulation. What is this battle? Do you remember? First let me start with this. It's the Archangel Michael. Who is the Prince of Israel? The principality that reigns over Israel. It's the Archangel Michael. You will read that in scripture, in many scriptures, where it says, and your prince, Michael. That's the Archangel that's over Israel. And do you remember when Daniel prayed in Daniel chapter 9? There's the prayer from Daniel that says, you know, Lord, we've been rebellious. We've sinned against you, da, da, da. But you know, Jeremiah says the 70 years are almost up. And it says that Daniel waited 3 weeks before God responded, not before he received the response to his prayer. Mm-hmm. The angel Gabriel, as soon as you were praying, God sent me.
That's it.
But
yep.
The prince of Persia. That's Iran. Iran. So you have to understand these days that there is a demonic entity over Iran. It is causing the people to act the way they act and do the things they do. He said the prince of Persia, which is, I said, an old name for Iran, came against me. And I had to call Michael, the archangel, to come and fight against him. That's the prince of Israel. And it says here that Michael came against Satan and he prevailed. He won, right? He fought against Satan and he won. And it says that Satan and his entire demonic force was cast to the earth. Okay, now, what does that mean? That, you know what that means? He will no longer have access to heaven. Even though Satan, do you remember, let me go to Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians chapter 10, where it speaks of demonic entities in high places, okay. And it speaks of wicked spirits in the heavenlies, as I mentioned before.
Okay.
So Satan still had access to the heavenlies, even though he was on earth. He would also interact with the earth. You remember when Satan in the book of Job?
Yes.
When Satan says, he goes to heaven, God is having a council. It's amazing. When we go to heaven, we see everything that goes on. And we're going to say, wow, I did not have a clue. But in the book of Job, it says that God is having a council, a meeting with his angels, and that Satan presents himself. Therefore, Satan had access to the heavenlies, even though he had human home in the earth. He had access. And he says to God, have you considered your servant Job? Okay. The point is that all during this time, up until this point in the tribulation, he has access. And his demonic forces are in the heavenlies. And he has access all the way up. He has access. But it says that he was cast down. Look at this. Let me just get this.
Mm-hmm.
Find it again. It says that he was cast down to the earth, right? Let me just find it here. And it says in 7:8. It's in 8. It says, but they did not prevail. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So now, where is he during this second half of the tribulation? He's on the
earth.
He has no longer access to God. Done deal. He doesn't have any access. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, he's cast down to the earth. Amen? Now let's read over here in verse 10 it says, I better hurry up. In verse 10 it says, then I heard, please somebody read for me, please.
Okay.
please.
Where are we?
Verse 10 through 11.
Okay, I will read. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, nor the accuser of our brethren.
For the accuser of our brethren
who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they will not love their lives. And they did not love their lives to the death.
Amen. Hallelujah. So he was our accuser, right? He's the accuser of the brethren. He still is, because that time hasn't come. He accuses us. He says, Lord, look what Pastor Ruth did, and she's your servant. You know, Lord, look what so-and-so did. And they're so prevalent in the church. You know, that's the devil. Any little thing. He accuses us. But who's our intercessor? Jesus, right? He's sitting at the right hand of God. And he goes, I paid for them. They're mine. I paid for them. I paid for them with my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Father, forgive them. And we are forgiven. When you stop praying up there and you say, Lord, I blew it. Forgive me. He goes before them. The devil talks to you in the ear. Right? He can't read your mind, but he can put thoughts. Remember, Lisa, you did this. Remember, Titi, you did this. Remember, Pastor Ruth. Remember, Pastor Bernice. Remember, Vinnie, when you did this. That's the devil. Why? Because he wants you to doubt your salvation. Amen. Mm-hmm. He wants you to feel like you're nothing, but you're everything in Christ. In Christ, out of Christ, we're nothing. Honestly, out of Christ, we're nothing. But in Christ, we are everything that God has ordained for us to be. You may not see it, but God has ordained that for you to be. Amen?
Amen.
So Jesus forgives us. Satan is our accuser to this day. Hallelujah. But we take those thoughts, like it says in Corinthians, and we bring them down to the obedience of Christ. What does Christ say? What does his word say about me? Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I did not come to condemn, right? But that's that the world may be saved through his son. Hallelujah. Amen. I give God glory because perfection doesn't reside here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfection here.
Mm-hmm.
The only perfect one is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But his blood is what has paid the atonement. What we owed, he paid. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says, right? So it speaks about their testimony. It says that a loud voice, John hears a loud voice from heaven saying, right, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them, that's us, before our God night and day has been cast down. So where does he no longer have entrance to?
Heaven.
The throne of God. He no longer has entrance to accuse us. He no longer has entrance. Amen? He cannot go up and say, look at your servant Job.
Mm.
Oh, he's only good because you bless him. If you take everything away, he'll curse you. So he can no longer do that to us. Amen? Hallelujah. So whoever is behind this loud voice is not an angel. It is someone that is representative of redeemed humanity. Redeemed, right? Because it says he can no longer accuse us. So you've been redeemed. Redeemed humanity, amen. It's not an angel, amen. Hallelujah. So Satan is no longer can no longer accuse us. He's been cast down. When we do wrong, we have an intercessor. These are all things that I have said. We have an intercessor, Jesus. And then he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Amen. So the blood of the Lamb, because Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood in our stead so we could overcome Satan. Amen. Amen. He paid the penalty. So that's a reference to that. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, right? The crucifixion, right? And the resurrection. Amen. And then we know the works that God has done in our lives. Amen. And so it's our testimony. Amen. And the testimony, it's our testimony, right? What God has done for you. So as God continuously does things for you, what does that help you do? Isn't that your testimony? Overcome, right? It helps you overcome because your testimony, God did this. Well, no, Satan, you're not going to have your way because God did this for me. And I know God is faithful. And you see this situation in my life? God will take care of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And then verse 12 says, therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows the time is short. Amen? So like I said before, he's come down. This is the second half of the tribulation. He has been cast out of heaven permanently. He's on the earth. He knows his time is short. He's on the earth and he has great wrath. Right? And those on the earth, I already told you, are those that follow the Antichrist and those who have been redeemed during the tribulation. Those who have said, well, to the Antichrist, well, if you're going to kill me, kill me. But what my mother told me was right. What my sister said was right. Mm. This is true, and I'm going to go for God. You want to kill me? Kill me. So he's going to come down with great wrath against those people. Amen. And those that are on the earth. He's just going to be so angry that his wrath will be poured out. Is the devil walking around hitting everybody or killing? No, it's through the Antichrist. Remember that this is through people that are indwelled. This is through the Antichrist. This one is through the Antichrist, who is already indwelled by Satan. He's got the fury of Satan. And he's going to start killing people. Amen? And then number, and I'm going to rush this up. Number 13, somebody read it real quick. If you just keep following, let's read. Number 13.
Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Okay. But keep going.
No, let's stop there 1 minute, and then you can keep going.
Okay.
So again, this is a reference. Remember when it showed him eating the dragon, eating the child, and all that? Well, he's persecuting Israel. That is why God has to send them into the wilderness. Amen. And he continues to persecute because remember, and this is me, there's going to be 144,000 Jews that are going to be evangelizing. But God has sealed them so he can hurt them. But he's still going to be persecuting those that are on the earth. That's what this is. And he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the child. So this is also a reference to him, the Antichrist through Satan, who has been cast down, persecuting Israel. So therefore, God has to take Israel out into the wilderness. Amen? So we're given events, and I'm giving you details, but some of them have to do with the same event that I've already explained, so they may seem out of order. But this is Satan persecuting Israel. So read 14, which is, I should have brought that together. Go ahead, Lisa.
But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place,
yes,
where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time.
From again, the same illusion, right? That we spoke about before. And now, for a time, I was listening to some ministers that said, oh, this is America, because the wings represent, the eagle represents America. But this is not America. This is not America. Because remember that when God delivers Israel, God's going to get the glory. It's not going to be America.
It's not going to be America.
And remember that before this time, or, you know, there's going to be the war of Gog and Magog. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, you can read it. The war of Magog, it says nobody comes to Israel's defense. So this war that's going on now is not the war of Gog and Magog. Because America at different points is siding with Israel. You know, and some nations are siding with Israel. This is not that war. But this says, amen. So this is not America. That's my point. This is not America. So you have to look into the Bible, because the Bible interprets itself. If you go and start researching, so you look, where does God speak of wings of eagles? Where is that in the scripture? Amen. Excuse me, the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, amen, it represents the strength and the loving kindness of the Lord in delivering his covenant people. Exodus 19:4 makes a reference to that, and you can go there. And then in Psalm 91, right? How does Psalm 91 begin? Somebody get to Psalm 91 very quickly. You can find different references in the Bible that refers to the people being delivered on wings of eagles. And that is a reference to God. Mm-hmm. Amen? So Psalm 91, which we all pray a lot. Amen?
Yes.
I'm here to give it to you.
Right.
I'm looking for it also.
Mm-hmm. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
Okay, so, well, let's leave it there, because I'm getting a little. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus, real quickly, let's go to Exodus 19:4. And Deuteronomy 32:11. Please go there and find it. So, who's going to protect Israel? It's going to be God. God is going to deliver. It's not going to be America. And America is in such an apostate position right now. America is totally falling away from God.
Yes.
Everything that it is condoning.
Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be condoned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somebody have it. Who has it? Exodus 19:4. Dorcas, you have it?
Yes. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings.
Amen.
And brought you to myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
On eagle's wings. That's a reference to God. On eagle's wings. It's a reference to his awesomeness, his power to deliver. Now go to Deuteronomy 32:11. Deuteronomy 32:11, because we're finishing up. Deuteronomy 32:11.
Okay, 32, 11.
Oh, not
19, 11? 32, 32, 11. 32, 11. Okay. 32, 11.
Like
an eagle.
Who has it?
Hedra? Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft.
Wow.
Keep reading.
The Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him.
Amen.
Okay. So, let's leave it there. So, the Lord alone led them. This speaks of when they're in the wilderness. The Lord led them. The Lord kept them like an eagle protects her young. Amen? Mm-hmm. Again, so this is the Lord. It says, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. Who is great? God is great.
God,
that she
yes.
may fly into the wilderness, into her place. This is symbolic. Israel is not flying into the wilderness. God is taking her into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It's not a woman flying into the wilderness. God is taking the nation, the people of Israel, into this wilderness. Amen. Where she is nourished. Again, it tells you time, and a half of time. Amen. Mm-hmm. So times is 1,000. Times is 2 times 1,000. That's another 2,000. Half a time is half of that, okay? So that gives you that, the time and a half gives you the 3 years and a half of the tribulation. That's what that means. Excuse me. It means 1 year, then 1 times 2 is another 2.
Time.
Then a
yes,
half.
Yes,
so
time.
That's the 3.5 years of the tribulation when all this is going to take place. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 15, it says, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, swallowed up the flood, which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. Again, God's protection. Amen. God comes to the aid of Israel. God commands the earth, you know, a flood takes place. God commands the earth, open up and swallow that. In other words, Israel is being protected by God. If you read Isaiah 59:19, Miss Rose, which you like, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Amen. Amen. Now, let me tell you how Rosie likes to read it. Let me tell you where she puts the comma. And listen to this. When the enemy comes in, comma.
Yes, yes.
Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. You know,
Amen. There were no
the scriptures were written
Bible.
In the original languages. Yeah. There were no commas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Translators put the commas where they thought they should be.
Right.
So I think I like that version. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Like a flood, Lord, your
like
Spirit will lift up a
Amen.
Standard against my enemies. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, this may refer, well, this refers to Israel, but it may also refer to the Gentiles, because now those that have come to know the Lord have been engrafted, and they are now children of Israel. It says, who come to faith during the Great Tribulation. Those that come to faith during the
yes.
tribulation. Amen. So the enemy has come down with great rage and he's going to make war. Amen. So these are targets of Satan and his Antichrist. Amen. To persecute. That's chapter 12. Amen. I hope you're blessed. I hope you will think further. I will say nothing further, and I will give this over to the pastor because time is short. Hallelujah.
Recording stopped.